This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You may not know the name Darden Restaurants, but they helped put the casual dining business on the map with family-friendly chains like Olive Garden and, until they sold it this past summer, Red Lobster as well. A slow consumer economy, though, and competition from chains like Chipotle has taken some of the zip out of Darden. So enter now a hedge fund that is fighting for control of Darden's board and has offered nearly 300 pages worth of suggestions for reviving things, right down to the way Olive Garden boils its water. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
For a taste of Starboard Value's recipe for fixing Darden restaurants, check out slide number 164, Add Salt. The hedge fund says Olive Garden stopped salting its pasta water to get a longer warranty on its pots, calling the decision appalling.
Absolutely. It's very important because otherwise, if you don't salt the water, the pasta that you cook in it won't have any flavor in it.
That's not an investor. It's Italian cookbook author and teacher Giuliano Hazan. Starboard has other problems with the food. Authentic Italian dishes like tortellini fasano have been replaced by the likes of fried lasagna bites. The legendary endless breadsticks have lost their taste, and they're flowing a little too freely. Ron Ruggles is Southwest Bureau Chief for Nation's Restaurant News.
Bread, of course, is cheap if you look at it individually. But if you multiply it by the 840 Olive Garden locations, that's a lot of dough.
Starboard has some meatier suggestions, like spinning off real estate into a separate company and expanding internationally. In a statement, Darden says it remains open-minded to new ideas. Shareholders will vote next month on which side will control the board. But restaurant analyst Robert Darrington with Wunderlich Securities says the company's biggest problem isn't going away.
Regardless of who wins the battle, there's essentially too many restaurant choices for consumers, and when they're tight with their spending, they'll spend where they can afford to dine.
According to market research firm NPD Group, visits to casual dining restaurants have dropped by more than half a billion annually in the last 5 years. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.